Improv Week on the Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. Next week, I will be off, so enjoy what you've got now. And I can't even promise you if I'll be doing the usual four podcasts this week. So just you'll just have to accept I'm living a complicated life, and I need to take care of things. Oh, boy. So there was a big election over in Russia. Of course, the United States is saying, well, this isn't a legitimate election. Like, they can talk. Putin won an overwhelming amount of votes. I think he won with 87% of all of the votes. At the same time, the Russian election infrastructure suffered, I think, 20,000 cyber attacks on the first day alone, and all of it came from either the Ukraine or the West, in other words, NATO. And then you saw a lot of other reports of people trying to disrupt the polling stations with Molotov cocktails and all that stuff. So what happened after Putin won? He came out and gave his whole big speech, but he is also telling the world that you better effing stop in the Ukraine, because if you dare put NATO troops in there, we're just going to have a full-scale World War III. He's not bluffing. He really isn't. And for anybody out there that says, oh, well, you know, he's a warmonger, there are Nazis in the Ukraine. The last time I checked, nobody should be liking Nazis, despite Operation Paperclip after World War II. So Macaroni, head of France, he says that we should have a ceasefire in the Ukraine all throughout the Summer Olympic Games being hosted in Paris. What on earth? Who believes the integrity of Macron or anybody from NATO at this point? Because what does that do? Despite the fact that Macron is saying, well, this is a message of peace. What? Think about this for a second. Russia is winning in the Ukraine. If there are going to be peace talks, the Ukraine is not going to be in an advantageous position. They're going to have to lump whatever it is that is going to be dealt to them. And it won't be pleasant. It will be exactly what Russia has always demanded, a buffer zone, so that NATO can't be at Russia's doorstep no matter how hard it tries. But what would a ceasefire do? Well, it essentially would allow the Ukraine to be rearmed for a number of years while these Olympic Games go on. Who buys this nonsense? Russia certainly doesn't. Anybody with two brain cells to rub together, they certainly wouldn't do it. This thing is going to be over, I suspect, by summer, and Putin is not having any of it. He also essentially sent a message to the world saying that no matter what you've tried to do so far, it has only served to galvanize the Russian population. You're not going to get through to us with all of these sanctions, with funding more arms to the Ukraine, and so on and so forth. It's just not going to work, so just stop it. Leave us alone. And that's the biggest threat to the West with all of this. He even made fun of America, and he said the whole world is laughing at what is happening over there. It's just a catastrophe. It's not a democracy. What on earth is it? He's 100% right. Does anybody feel like they live in a democracy right now? I mean, with what happened in 2020 and 2022 and the electronic voting machines and suddenly finding, you know, 81 million votes, the highest voting for a president ever in the history of forever for Joseph Biden, specifically at 3 a.m. And it's just amazing. He's just the most brilliant president has ever walked this green earth. No, nobody believes that. That dotard can't even form a sentence. He can't even tie his shoes. Can't even walk upstairs. They had to remodel his stairs for that. So this is another example of what Putin is talking about. The world thinks that the United States is schizophrenic, and the United States can't even get its shit in order to run an election properly. did everybody hear about this bloodbath hoax nonsense that we've got going on right now? Donald Trump, over the weekend, was making reference to the automobile industry. And he was specifically going after the idea that China was going to break through into America's automobile markets. So you'd have Chinese developed cars, which also implies what? It also implies smart technology monitoring you at all times. And being that it's Chinese, more than likely, that information and data is going to be sent back to China to be monitored and create a dossier on you. So stop for a second here. That's what Donald Trump was talking about. But he said the word bloodbath in his reference. Forget about it. All of the losers in the mainstream media, they just ran with it. That's it. Donald Trump is clearly inciting a sedition. He is a traitor, a bloodbath. Oh, if he doesn't get elected, he is clearly saying that people should rebel against the government, not accept the elections, and he should be a leader of a separatist movement in the United States. Well, let me read to you the quote from Trump. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal. Those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, you're going to not hire Americans and you're going to sell the cars to us. No, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That will be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. Does that sound like a president that is saying, if I don't win the election, I want people to rebel against the federal government and start killing people? No, it doesn't. And all of the leftists out there, they are running with it. NBC News, Trump says there will be a bloodbath if he loses. CBS, in Ohio rally, Trump says there will be a bloodbath if he loses. Rolling Stone, Trump says there will be a bloodbath in elections. Well, you see how this works? Who in the ever-living F buys this claptrap anymore? Nobody should. But you've got a load of Democrat voters that actually believe all of this rhetoric. The Hill, former President Trump says some undocumented immigrants are not people, warns U.S. will see bloodbath if not reelected. Nonsense. It's idiotic. The only way this kind of bloodbath hoax really works is if you close your eyes and take at face value every other hoax the mainstream media has tried to shove down our throats. And by the way, every other hoax has been 100% wrong. And so is this. So if you have any brain-dead idiots that you're forced to interact with, please do yourself a favor. One, stop interacting with them. Two, reference the full speech. Reference it in context, something that the Democrats and the mainstream legacy media refuses to do because they obviously have an inherent or systemic bias against Donald Trump. Notice how none of the Republicans, like Mitch McConnell, none of them are coming out and saying anything about what these mainstream media outlets are doing to Donald Trump. It is atrocious, spineless. They have no genitalia. Because how could they do this? How could they remain quiet when the leading candidate, by an overwhelming majority, is being assailed by the media like this? And this is another nail in the coffin of the mainstream media, because nobody can take this seriously. How could you sit there and demand respect because, oh, he said the word bloodbath, so we're just going to fill in all the blanks. In other words, we're going to write a whole sentence and paragraphs about what Trump really meant when he's referenced that word bloodbath. It is a dog whistle. It is a super secret term that only Donald Trump supporters know the true meaning of. And it is sedition and civil war. Nonsense. Idiotic nonsense. Brain-dead, mouth-breathing morons believe that, and nobody else. And speaking of brain-dead, mouth-breathing morons, RFK Jr. has decided to, according to rumors, nominate a VP for his election run. Well, oh, thank goodness for that. RFK Jr. has been so vocal about the crimes that Big Pharma has set upon us with these vaccine mandates and these COVID mandates, and how none of these big pharma companies are accountable for injuring people with their adverse events in experimental injections. Yes, they are experimental. They're only available under emergency use authorization. They are not approved. And all you have to do is go to the FDA or the CDC's website and read the documents where it says that all of the trials go out until 2027. So in other words, the soonest the vaccine could be approved, or this particular vaccine could be approved, if you define it as a vaccine, it's really gene therapy, would be 2029. So do not buy that nonsense. Anyway, RFK Jr. running for president. We find out that his main strategy of winning the presidency is to make sure that neither candidate on the Democrats or the Republican side ever gets enough electoral votes on election day. What does that do? Well, the vote then goes to Congress, and Congress votes for the president. Do you see how that works? You vote, then the Electoral College votes, and since RFK is in there, and that's his strategy, your vote is going to be removed entirely. And you are going to have an elite class of warmongering insider traders like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Mitch McConnell. They are going to vote for the president, not you. You will have no say in any of this. Do you think that is a good strategy for America, RFK Jr.? Do you really think something like that is good for us? And then he goes on, if you go back, I did a whole podcast on him, but this is the one that really grinds my gears, so to speak. Back in, 2021, when all of the COVID lockdowns were going on, he was out there tweeting about, oh, we shouldn't let these lockdowns stop until we get Green New Deal policies in place. We need to make sure that everybody is locked down until we get to a carbon neutral industry, you know, whatever the hell it was. Does this sound like somebody that is for America and for freedom? Well, no. And he is reinforcing this with his stupid VP pick. And that is former wife of Sergey Brin, who was a co-founder of Google. This person, according to Mediaite, which is a terrible name, by the way, is Nicole Shanahan. Now, this comes hot on the heels of RFK supposedly considering somebody like Aaron Rodgers from football. Yes, from the NFL. Why would you even do something like that? Ridiculous nonsense. Once more. So why would he choose somebody like that? Well, she is a California-based attorney and entrepreneur. Oh, my. Doesn't she sound wonderful? And she probably has big bucks after that divorce from Mr. Brin, who we know is a billionaire, being that he is a co-founder of Google. So stop. We know what side his bread is buttered on. And the source says they align on numerous issues. Oh, good. The campaign is also looking for a candidate who can help finance the ballot access initiative. What an altruistic approach. She might be infusing millions of dollars into the campaign and is a major source of funding. Aha! And her past history includes some of that too, by the way. So, San Francisco Magazine, back in 2021, Nicole Shanahan is fighting the good fight. Oh, It is such a puff piece. They did modeling photos of her. She's outside. She's brushing her hair. She's got a hat on. Oh, she looks so great. She said, as a kid, I had to figure out how things work on my own. My dad was diagnosed with bipolar schizophrenia when I was 9. And my Chinese-born mom had only been in the U.S. for 2 years when I was born. I had 2 unemployed parents for the majority of my childhood. So not only was there no money, there was no parental guidance. And as you can imagine, with a mentally ill father, there was a lot of chaos and fear. So as soon as I hear something like this, hello, MK Ultra types. Hello, that kind of relationship. Do you understand? When you've got these people that are mentally ill as adults, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Especially if, according to this is true, if this is true, if she's a Chinese immigrant, you have to assume that there could be some tie to some intelligence agency in one form or another going back overseas, which would explain how somebody that comes from absolute zero ends up marrying the co-founder of Google. Something is up here. So she created something called Clear Access IP, which is a way for artificial intelligence to determine whether or not there are patents out there. She sold it in 2020. She also said that when she joined a high-power law firm, she was sexually assaulted. RPX Corporation, this is when it supposedly happened in the mid-20s. Of course, RPX said, we had no idea this occurred, which could go in either way if you really think about it. She claims this was a very high-profile individual in the firm, which, honestly, you hear about this all the time. Not too much of a surprise, but I can also say that it wouldn't surprise me either if the event never occurred, or she could be going along in that direction as well. So I don't know. I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no. I'm saying if that is true, I wouldn't be surprised. So she then goes on to create this group or this foundation called Baia Echo, BIA-ECHO. Now, what is Baia Echo? First off, it's an awkward thing to say repeatedly and really kind of annoying, if I'm going to be honest with you, as a broadcast professional. But she looks for reproductive longevity and equality, criminal justice reform, preserving a healthy and livable planet. Oh, goodness. What a charming little foundation to set up. She put in about $100 million to start this thing up. And her big focus was that, oh my God, how could I be infertile at 35 years old? We need to do something about that. We want to make sure that we can have children way into our 40s or even 50s. All right, so big deal. Another important area of investment, according to San Francisco Magazine, criminal justice reform. Oh, she has been devoted to this for years, long before BLM. I remember telling Sergey's foundation, she says, 5 years ago that criminal justice reform was going to be one of the biggest topics of our generation. I'm happy that I could be a major donor for Measure J in LA, which was voted in and will be rerouting some of the law enforcement budget towards mental and support services instead of just going along with funding the police more. And a professional such as that could have stopped George Floyd's death and saved his life. Oh, yes. So here we go. This is what Miss Shanahan is really all about. This isn't about your unity ticket. This isn't about making sure that Americans have a safer environment. No. No. This is a way for RFK to try and shuffle more money into his campaign, especially with his, I think, his daughter-in-law ties to the CIA. Do you ever really quit the CIA when you've worked there before? I don't think so. So that's the kind of individual that we're dealing with here. And also there's the big deal about Ms. Shanahan having an affair with Mr. Musk, of all people. And then we also find out that her little organization, Baia Echo, well, they supported something called Event 201. Now, what is Event 201? For those of you that don't know at this point, back in 2019, it was essentially a Bill Gates funded war game scenario about a coronavirus being unleashed upon the world, and what would governments do to contain it? In other words, it was the game plan for the election of 2020. What are the odds that in 2019, November or October of 2019, there would be a war game scenario hosted by Bill Gates that did exactly what happened over the next 2 years? I would say slim to none. So RFK's VP was supposedly supporting something like this by giving Event 201 some cash? Does this sound like somebody that is against vaccine mandates and for health freedom? Does this sound like a presidential candidate that would make sure that our lives are going to be safe and our health is going to be independent from the WHO or the Bill Gates or the Gavis of the world? Certainly doesn't sound like that to me. Ooh, let's go to Open Secrets and find out what Ms. Shanahan is donating to. Ooh, goodness gracious. Look here. $2,700 here. $2,700 there. $2,700 there. Oh my God, all of these donations. How far did she get? I mean, every single person that she donates to, she just does it to the max. And do you know who she's donating to? Ah, here we go. Back in 2016, Hillary Clinton. Oh, here's another one. Democrat, 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 Democrat. Nary a Republican at all. At all in any of this. $100,000 to Top PAC, supposedly. Oh, look, more Democrats, more Democrats, more Democrats. On and on and on. $19,400 to the DNC Services Corps. In other words, money laundering. Here we go. Act Blue, she donates over there. Multiple times, by the way. RFK. Oh, she donated to RFK. You don't say. In May of last year, she donated $6,600 and a further $3,300. And then we get to $85,000 for Californians for Public Safety and Rehab. What does that do? Proposition 57, the Public Safety and Rehabilitation Act of 2016. What is this essentially saying to us? It is exactly what we are experiencing in these Democrat-run cities. Nobody's in prison. None of the criminals are being held accountable. They're all catch and release. And that's what she supported. So everybody out there that truly believes that RFK has any idea, or I should say it this way, anybody that believes that RFK is going to be a true choice out there that really wants the best for America is an asshole. They're not thinking. They're not doing any research. They don't know how to use Google to find out any of this stuff. Why would RFK, who's supposed to be a unity ticket because people are so sick and tired of Democrats versus Republican, we just want what's best for America, especially going after big corporations like Pfizer. Why would somebody like that make a VP choice like Shanahan, the same person that supported Event 201, the same person that wants lawlessness across the country, and is effectively pushing George Soros-style justice across the country? Why would RFK Jr. want somebody like Nicole Shanahan, who has only ever donated to Democrats like Hillary Clinton, and to the max donation, by the way? This is what I've been saying since day one. RFK is a fraud. He's not there to be a true candidate between right and wrong, America versus non-American policies and all of that. He is there as a Trojan horse. He's meant to take votes away from Donald Trump because he keeps bringing up the vaccine mandates, the vaccines themselves, and the dangers thereof. There's a lot of disenfranchised Trump voters that don't like Trump for those reasons. But in the background, we've got somebody like Nicole Shanahan, Democrat,
through and through. Do you think RFK really has your best interest in mind? I should say not.
All right, that's it. Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels. Improv week, yet again. Still capable of broadcast brilliance, being the lovable fuzzball I know I can be. And I will be back maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after. But I can almost assure you it will not be a full week. Also, by the way, Unleashed over on the America Out Loud Network, 7 p.m. Monday nights. You can go over there on any of your podcasting platforms. Listen to yours truly. I'll do a riveting hour and expand upon other topics. As always, I will not be there for 2 weeks, obviously, but you can go there too. Like me, find me, share me wherever you go. And don't forget to be the most brilliant critical thinker ever to grace your communities.